Now to our final batch of stories. Anglia Square has finally been bought. A care company celebrates its 25th anniversary, and more than 250 people enjoy a carol service.
Work to redevelop Anglia Square into a new housing estate could be underway in 4 months after City Hall sealed a deal to buy the site. Norwich City Council received millions of pounds in funding from Homes England to complete the purchase and plans to build 1,100 new homes along with office and shopping space. The funding for the purchase of the site from Columbia Threadneedle came from a grant from Homes England, the government agency to promote affordable housing. The council will not confirm how much it paid for Anglia Square due to commercial sensitivity. However, the authority still needs millions of pounds extra in funding for work to get underway. Norwich City Council will stick largely to the pre-approved Western Homes designs for the site, but will make some adjustments, including an increase in the amount of affordable housing. This bypasses the need for a brand new application to be processed through the planning system. The designs do not include the 20-storey tower that formed part of earlier plans and proved to be particularly contentious. Despite having secured funding to buy the site, the council is yet to receive confirmation from Homes England that further grants will be provided for demolition and redevelopment. But Mr. Stonard said he was confident the bid would be successful. Mr. Stonard hopes demolition will start in the spring. He said it was too soon to say when construction can start, but the council will need to find a developer for the project before any building work begins. He added, "We are going to move at a pace and get things done as fast as we can. The next few months will be about clearing the site and getting it shovel ready. This will remove a major block that has been in the way of delivering a viable scheme. We will take charge and stay in the driver's seat throughout this process."
A blaze that broke out at a city allotment was arson, police have confirmed. Fire crews from Carrow and Sprowston were called to the site off Dereham Road, close to the Sweetbriar roundabout, after a shed on one of the plots was set alight by an unknown suspect. Firefighters stayed on the scene using hose reel jets to extinguish it. Nobody was injured. Passers-by captured video footage of smoke and flames emerging from the scene. The people behind the camera could be heard worrying about the possibility of it spreading. Police are now eager to speak to any witnesses or anyone with relevant CCTV or doorbell footage. They should contact the force by calling 101 or emailing sarah.dye@norfolkpolice.uk and quoting crime reference 36/88084/24.
A care company has celebrated its 25th anniversary with plans to build a new care complex on a site in Norfolk. Castle Meadow Care celebrated its silver anniversary with a reception at St John's House Care Home in Norwich and now plans to develop a 60-bed care home, 60 apartments and 50 bungalows in Attleborough. Castle Meadow Care operates 6 care homes in Norfolk and Suffolk in Norwich, Long Stratton, Swanton Morley, North Wootton, Swaffham and Halesworth, as well as independent living village at Woodgate Park near Dereham.
2 historic Norwich buildings are being offered up for a huge discount in a drive to bring them back into use. Norwich City Council is hunting for investment partners to secure a long-term future for the old library in Guildhall Hill and the music house in King Street. Both properties require essential works to bring them up to scratch, and while City Hall is willing to fund some of the refurbishment, it is in search of extra cash. The listed buildings are both sitting empty, and the council is now offering peppercorn rent in a last-ditch bid to get a deal over the line.
Christmas began in earnest for about 250 people who enjoyed festive joy at the annual Evening News Carol Service. The event was held at the magnificent St Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich city centre. The church's choir led the singing of well-loved carols and performed the Nativity Carol. The Broadbeat Choir brought smiles to faces with their versions of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas and Believe. A collection was held for the Nancy Oldfield Trust, which provides accessible accommodation and activities. The event truly celebrated the reason for the season, marking the start of the Christmas festivities.
First Bus Norwich has donated more than £2,000 worth of toys and gifts to the Nook Children's Hospice. The donation is part of the bus company's commitment to supporting East Anglia's children's hospices each, as one of their chosen charities for 2024.